There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com. This is The Business Breakfast.
Live from the Etisalat and DubaiEye SME Seminar at the Etisalat Hub at the 1JLT. Kickstart your business at the Etisalat Hello Business Hub.
DubaiEye 103.8.
And Richard's down there, suited, booted, and taking a panel of experts through their paces in order to get the best possible advice for the 40 Business Breakfast listeners and would-be entrepreneurs who are down there learning how to start their own businesses. Richard has been also being a very good Business Breakfast member. He's been very busy interviewing a number of his panellists, getting some advice for us as well.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, here with another one of our speakers here this morning at the Etisalat Hello Business Hub. It is John Martin St. Valerie, the founder of the Lynx Group here in Dubai. John, great to have you with us. Thanks very much indeed.
It's a pleasure to be here, and there's a real buzz, Richard. It's really good.
It is. It's great. You've got 40 people here, budding entrepreneurs, learning from people like you who've been there, done that, bought the T-shirt, and have the scars to prove it. And for you, it's interesting that your story over the past two or three days has taken a new twist. You started the Lynx Group, what, 15, 16, 17 years ago, sold it 3 years ago to Equiem, and just over the past few days, that kind of journey has reached its conclusion. Tell us what's happened.
Well, the really exciting news and hot off the press, really, is that following a really successful integration of a Made in Dubai business with an award-winning global professional service firm is now complete. So in some ways it's sad for me, I suppose, but my role as Equiem Chairman Middle East comes to a natural end, and the two integrated businesses are ready for generation two of structuring and company formation. It's very exciting.
So we'll get on to what you're going to do next, because you're still a young man, but first of all, let's go back to that moment when you set up Lynx Group. Former policeman in the UK, came over here to work with an investment company, and actually the catalyst for launching Lynx was that you had to shut down that investment business. Very briefly explain that story to us.
Yeah, it's interesting. You're right. I did start as a police officer in the Met way back, but then came into the corporate world long before I actually moved to Dubai. So it wasn't sort of the policeman arriving here and these sandy shores. But I came over with an investment firm from the UK to set up their first foreign branch. And it was an interesting time, late 90s, and it was all elbows down at the ministries and departments and finding my way through. And in fact, one of the best things I did early on was join the British Business Group that gave me a network of contacts now that have now become friends, but, you know, lawyers, accountants, so on and so forth, that enabled me to establish that business. But it was really hard work doing it myself, or doing it ourselves. Then I had to close that business down, and we sold it on about 3 years later. And so that was the nucleus of the idea of actually perhaps establishing a small consultancy business to help others that were coming into the market for the first time.
So that was getting on for two decades ago now. Tell us how that business began and the challenges you faced, because now we see you in the successful sale to Equiem, but it was tough for the first few years, wasn't it?
Yeah, very tough, and I think most businesses are. One has to be positive, forward thinking. The challenges we had at the time were there weren't other professional firms or consultancy businesses that were there to help, to assist, to cut through the maze of bureaucracy as it was then. Things are so much easier now, but assistance is still required. But it's not just about the assistance of setting up businesses. The Lynx model developed over the years as we pioneered into a structuring firm. So already robust, financially robust businesses that were looking to come to the market but protect their interests needed advice on to how to do that.
So what advice can you pass on to the guys here today, 40 of them, DubaiEye listeners, and we could have had 200 people here today, because they want to get the real practical tips from someone like you about launching a business, not just from your own experience through Lynx, but also you'll have seen businesses that you've set up, you'll have seen some thrive, some do okay, and a handful do really, really well. What can you pass on?
The big one for me is keep standards, and by that I mean corporate standards. Sometimes it sounds a bit dull, to be honest, but can be valuable when you look at corporate governance. So when you set up a business, just a one-person business or two-person business in a serviced office, as I did nearly 20 years ago, we had exit prep in mind. And what I mean by that is preparing the business for the future. You don't know how the future is going to go, but keep the governance standards in place right from the beginning. And I'm going to talk a little bit about that to the audience today.
John Martin, St. Valerie, founder of Lynx Group. Really great to have you here this morning. Looking forward to hearing you speak. Appreciate your time.
Great. Thanks very much, Richard.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.